What is up, everybody? It's your main man, Tyler, here with the Around the Bases podcast. Here to look at some notable transfers that we've had now that some seasons have ended in regionals this past weekend. We've got the National Invitational Softball Championship title game. Slight recap for you. And then we're going to recap the regionals. And then I'm going to give brief previews of the Super Regionals. So, without a further ado, we'll jump into notable transfers from this past week since Regionals ended. Bree Ellis from Auburn, who was the 2022 SEC Freshman of the Year, mind you, she's transferring from Auburn. Kelsey Hall from Boise State, the Mountain West Player of the Year, is transferring. Kayla Beaver, the outstanding pitcher from Central Arkansas. Denver Bryant is transferring from Auburn. Two-time Atlantic Sun Player of the Year, catcher Caroline Hudson, is transferring from Liberty. Liberty's outstanding pitcher Carly Keeney is transferring. Louisville's Corby Otis is transferring. And Florida's pitcher Lexi Delbray. Those are all very notable transfers that have put their name into the transfer portal since Sunday, essentially. And it's just Wednesday, so it's going to get crazier and crazier, I can only imagine, as we roll along. But let's move on to the NISC, or National Invitational Softball Championship title game. Iowa scored 5 runs in the top of the 7th to come back and win the NISC title over BYU 9-7. The notable fact about this tournament is this tournament has been a proven track record with teams advancing or making the NCAA tournament the next season. So this is a good sign for this Iowa Hawkeyes team. They were able to go out to Fort Collins, Colorado, and get this Invitational Tournament Championship. I mean, they're one of only 2 teams that are going to be able to say in Division I that will be able to say they ended their season with a win. So that's the beauty of the game. Ended their postseason slot in postseason with a win. So that a title's always going to be fun to have no matter what. But anyway, moving on to the Norman Regional. As expected, Oklahoma cruised to an 11-0 5-inning victory over Hofstra to advance into the winner's bracket. Missouri was too much to handle for Cal as they picked up the 5-1 victory to advance to the winner's bracket for a date with the Sooners. Well, Jordy Ball allowed only 1 hit in 5 innings as Oklahoma rolled to another 11-0 win, this time in 6 innings over Missouri to advance to the regional final. Then Cal eliminated Hofstra with 4 home runs to get the win 7-0 to get a rematch with Missouri. Well, in that rematch, Cal held off Missouri in the 7th inning to pick up the 7-5 victory to advance to the regional final with Oklahoma. Well, it didn't make a difference, as I predicted, as Oklahoma smashed 6 home runs to easily advance to Super Regionals with a 16-3 5-inning victory over Cal. So literally no threat at all to Oklahoma in their regional. Hopefully Super Regional will test them a little bit more, but we'll get to that here later on. So that's the Norman Regional. Moving to the Los Angeles Regional, we have Madison Schaefer's 3-run homer in the 4th was enough to get Grand Canyon past UCLA 3-2 for what possibly will go down as one of the biggest upsets on opening day of the tournament that we have ever seen. Absolutely outstanding stuff there. The regional got turned on its head just from that first game, first result right off the bat. Well, In Game 2 on Friday, the regional of chaos kept on giving already, as San Diego State shut down Liberty's offense to take the 7-0 victory to advance to the winner's bracket to face Grand Canyon. Also, UCLA Liberty is probably one of the wildest 0-1 elimination games that I have ever seen in the time that I've been following this tournament. It's mind-boggling, to be honest. But let's move to Saturday. San Diego State combined for 12 strikeouts in their 6-0 victory over Grand Canyon to advance to the regional final, one win away from Super Regionals. Well, the Chaos Regional continued to deliver, as KC McAdoo's RBI single in the 7th lifted Liberty past UCLA 2-1 to knock out the number 2 national seed on their field to make them 0-2 and out in 2 games. Liberty kept their season alive just a little bit longer. Unreal, to be honest with you. Never in a million years would I have predicted UCLA out in 2 games, but that apparently is the curse of the number 2 national seed now, as Florida State didn't advance out of their regional last year. So, read into that what you will, I'm just pointing out a fact. But Liberty shut down Grand Canyon for a 5-1 victory to advance to the regional final to take on San Diego State again. San Diego State took the Chaos Regional by taking down Liberty 6-3 to advance to Super Regionals, where they will head to Utah, which we will get to them later. Tallahassee Regional. Mack Leonard and McKenna Reed combined to no-hit Marist in a 9-0 5-inning victory for Florida State to advance them to the winner's bracket. Sarah Willis shut down South Carolina's offense to lift Central Florida to a 6-1 victory to advance to the winner's bracket for a date with the Seminoles. Well, Florida State scored 5 unanswered to take down Central Florida 5-1 to advance to the regional final. Brooke Blankenship's RBI single in the 7th kept South Carolina's season alive in a 2-1 victory over Marist to get a rematch with Central Florida. Will South Carolina cruise to a 10-1 victory over Central Florida to set up a matchup with Florida State in the regional final? Donnie Goborn threw 4 innings of no-hit ball in relief to keep South Carolina's season alive in a 4-0 win to force the Game 7. In that Game 7, Catherine Sandercock threw a 5-strikeout perfect game. Don't focus on the strikeouts, focus on the perfect game. Excuse me. To send Florida State back to Super Regionals with a 1-0 victory over South Carolina. Quite possibly one of the clutchest performances I've ever seen in a win-or-go-home scenario throwing a perfect game. But to be fair, it was only 5 strikeouts, so that means her defense behind her was legitimate in getting her those outs to make sure that they were able to move on. So they'll be hosting a Super Regional, which we'll get to here sometime. Knoxville Regional, Indiana held off Louisville in the 7th to get the 3-2 victory and advance into the winner's bracket. Peyton Gottschall, no-hit Northern Kentucky, as Tennessee rolled to a 12-0 5-inning victory to advance into the winner's bracket. Tennessee smashed 4 home runs to roll past Indiana 9-1 in 5 innings to advance to the regional final. After a stalemate early, Louisville flexed their muscles to keep their season alive in a 9-1 5-inning victory over Northern Kentucky to get another shot at Indiana. This next one hurts. A throwing error by Hannah File on a bunt led to 2 runs in the 7th as Indiana eliminated Louisville 4-2 to get a rematch with Tennessee in the regional final. I'm really good friends with Hannah. That really hurt me personally to see. And I know I'm supposed to try to stay objective when talking about this, the game of softball in most cases, but that one hurt to see personally, just for my own sake to say. But anyway, in the regional final, Tennessee jumped out to a 7-0 lead and held off Indiana in the 7th to get the win 7-3 to advance to Super Regionals, which they will host. Tuscaloosa Regional. I'm honestly shocked that not only did Middle Tennessee beat Central Arkansas, but they run-ruled them in an 8-0 5-inning victory to advance to the winner's bracket. Central Arkansas had a ton of work to do at that point. No Montana Fouts, no problem, as Jayla Torrance stepped up to shut down LIU in Alabama's 5-0 victory to advance the winner's bracket to face Middle Tennessee. Well, Alabama scored 8 runs in the 4th to lift themselves past Middle Tennessee 12-5 to advance to the regional final. Central Arkansas scored 13 in the 1st as they rolled to a 15-0 5-inning victory over LIU to advance to a rematch with Middle Tennessee State. Central Arkansas's magical season came to an end as Gretchen Mead shut them down for a 3-0 victory for Middle Tennessee to set up a rematch with Bama in the regional final. Well, Middle Tennessee kept their postseason magic alive, taking down Alabama 4-1 to force the game 7. Unfortunately, Allie Shipman's home run in the 7th was enough to lift Alabama past Middle Tennessee 1-0 to advance them to Super Regionals, which they will host. Stillwater Regional. Kelly Maxwell's 10 strikeouts in 5 innings guided Oklahoma State to a 9-0, 6-inning victory over UMBC to advance into the winner's bracket. Wichita State scored 6 unanswered between the 5th and 6th innings, combining with Alex Aguilar stranding the bases loaded, led the Shockers to a 6-5 victory over Nebraska, setting up a 3rd matchup with Oklahoma State on the season in the winner's bracket. Well, Oklahoma State shut down the Wichita State's potent offense to get the 6-0 victory to advance to the regional final. Then Ava Breadwell's home run in the 5th lifted Nebraska past UMBC 3-2 to keep their season alive to set up the rematch with Wichita State. A fielder's choice walked it off for Nebraska in their 9-8 9-inning victory over Wichita State to keep their season alive and face Oklahoma State in the regional final. Oklahoma State scored 4 runs on the top of the 7th to take out Nebraska 5-2 to advance to the Super Regionals, which they will host this weekend. Actually, they will host tomorrow. But we'll get into the schedule later. Seattle Regional. Riley Bouvier's RBI single in the 13th was enough to lift McNeese past Minnesota 5-4 and advance to the winner's bracket. Washington handled their business at home with a 10-2 6-inning victory over Northern Colorado to advance to the winner's bracket. Ruby Malin allowed only 3 hits in Washington's 3-1 victory over McNeese to advance to the regional final. Autumn Pease's 10 strikeout one-hitter kept Minnesota's season alive in a 4-0 victory over Northern Colorado to get their rematch with McNeese. Corrine Poncho's RBI single in the 2nd is enough to lift McNeese past Minnesota 1-0 to advance to the regional final for a rematch with Washington. And then in that game, Corrine Poncho's home run in the 2nd kept McNeese's season alive with a 1-0 victory at Washington to force the winner take all Game 7. Washington did the unthinkable, coming back from 6 runs down in the 7th to get the 7-6 victory over McNeese to advance to Super Regionals, which they will host this weekend. Durham Regional. Anna Gold's home run in the 6th lifted Duke past George Mason 2-1 at home to advance to the winner's bracket after a little rain delay to kick off the day. Then Charlotte was able to handle Isabella Smith to take down Campbell 7-2 to advance to face Duke in the winner's bracket. Duke handled their business at home to advance to regional final with a 5-0 victory over Charlotte. Campbell kept their season alive, taking down George Mason 7-1 to get a rematch with Charlotte. Will Cassidy Krupit's 2-run single in the 6th kept Charlotte's season alive in a 6-4 victory over Campbell to get a rematch with Duke in the regional final. Lily Walker stranded runners on 1st and 2nd and got Cassidy Krupit to line out to 1st base to lift Duke to the Super Regionals where they will host for the first ever time after their 4-2 victory over Charlotte. Palo Alto, or Stanford Regional, however you'd prefer to say it. Jenna Perez pitched so well, but it wasn't enough as Pal Egan walked it off to lift Florida past LMU 3-2 to advance the winner's bracket. Taylor Gindelsberger's RBI double in the 6th lifted Stanford past Long Beach State 1-0 in pitcher's duel, where Shannon Haddad and Elaine Vauder allowed only 3 hits each to advance to winner's bracket for Stanford. Najari Kanade threw a 9-strikeout two-hitter to lead Stanford past Florida 8-0 in 6 innings to advance to the regional final. Taylor Fitch's 2-run double in the 6th kept LMU's season alive in a 2-1 victory over Long Beach State to get another shot at Florida. Florida held off a furious rally by LMU in the 6th and 7th inning to get the 10-6 victory to advance to the regional final for a rematch with Stanford. Stanford found their offense is rolling as they get the 11-2 victory over Florida to advance to Super Regionals for the 2nd straight year. Baton Rouge Regional. Louisiana pitching combined for 12 strikeouts to shut down Omaha's offense in their 5-0 victory to advance into the winner's bracket. LSU cruised to a 12-2 5-inning victory over Prairie View A&M to set up a good old-fashioned rivalry with Louisiana in the winner's bracket. While Sidney Berzon shut down the Ragin' Cajun's offense as LSU advanced to the regional final on Sunday with a 4-0 victory. Cameron Myers' 15-strikeout two-hitter kept Omaha's season alive, taking down Prairie View A&M 3-0 to get a rematch with Louisiana. Well, Louisiana rolled to a 9-0 five-inning victory over Omaha to keep their season alive and get a rematch with LSU in the regional final. Jordan Campbell's 3-run homer in the 3rd was the difference in Louisiana's 7-4 victory at LSU to force the winner-take-all Game 7. Well, the Ragin' Cajuns did it. An RBI single by Jordan Campbell in the 7th on a pitch-out, no less, knocked out their bitter rival LSU on their field in a wild 9-8 victory that saw a little bit of everything. First Super Regional for Louisiana since 2016. So congratulations to the Ragin' Cajuns. I hope they get it all the way to Oklahoma City, because that's good for the Sun Belt, which is good for JMU softball. Fayetteville Regional. Oregon was able to stave off a late rally by the Fighting Irish to get the 5-4 victory to advance to the winner's bracket. Hannah Kamenzind allowed only 1 hit as Arkansas rolled to an 11-0 5-inning victory over Harvard to advance to the winner's bracket to face Oregon. Well, Oregon scored 8 in the 5th to fly past the Razorbacks 10-4 to advance to the regional final. And yes, that was a bit of a pun there. Karina Gaskins' double home run 5 RBIs led Notre Dame to a 5-2 victory over Harvard to keep their season alive to shut up a showdown with host Arkansas. While Shanice Dels allowed only 3 hits to the Fighting Irish to keep the Razorback season alive in a 5-0 victory to get a rematch with Oregon in the regional final. But it wasn't meant to be, as Ariel Carlson's 2 home runs, 7 RBIs, including the walk-off grand slam, led Oregon to a 14-4 5-inning rout of Arkansas on their field to advance to Super Regionals. Moving on to the Evanston Regional, where Taylor Ebbs doubled 2 home runs, 5 RBIs, led Kentucky to an easy 9-1 5-inning victory over Miami of Ohio to advance into the winner's bracket. Danielle Williams' 10-strikeout 3-hitter led Northwestern past Eastern Illinois 2-0 to advance to face Kentucky in the winner's bracket. Kansas Robinson hit 2 home runs in the same inning of Northwestern's 8-run 3rd inning to propel them to a 10-8 win over Kentucky to advance to the regional final. Brianna Pratt shut down Eastern Illinois' lineup in a 4-0 victory for the Miami of Ohio Redhawks to keep their season alive and get a rematch with Kentucky. Well, Holly Blaska's 2 home runs, 5 RBIs led Miami of Ohio to a shocking 9-0 5-inning victory over Kentucky to repay the favor and keep their season alive to the regional final. But Jordan Rudd's RBI double in the 7th lifted Northwestern past Miami of Ohio 5-4 to advance to Super Regionals, where they will be on the road. Austin Regional. Mac Morgan and Estelle Check combined to throw a no-hitter in Texas's 8-0 5-inning victory over Seton Hall to advance into the winner's bracket. Ayanna Coleman walked it off in the 8th to lift Texas A&M past Texas State 2-1 to advance to the winner's bracket to face in-state rival Texas. Well, Texas handled their in-state rival, Texas A&M, for the 2-1 victory to advance to the regional final. Texas State held off Seton Hall in the 7th to pick up the 4-3 victory to keep their season alive, set up a rematch with Texas A&M. Well, Texas A&M stranded runners on the bases as they eliminated Texas State with a 4-2 victory to keep their season alive and get their rematch with Texas in the regional final. But it wasn't meant to be, as the Longhorns jumped all over the Aggies for the 11-5 victory to advance to Super Regionals. Athens Regional. Emma Lemley allowed only one hit in 5 innings as Virginia Tech took the 6-1 victory over Boston University to advance to the winner's bracket. Georgia used 4 pitchers to no-hit North Carolina Central in their 12-0 5-inning win to advance to face Virginia Tech in the winner's bracket. Georgia powered 4 home runs to take down Virginia Tech 8-3 to advance to the regional final on Sunday. Allison Boas held North Carolina Central to only 2 hits as the Terriers kept their season alive in an 8-0 6-inning victory to get a rematch with Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech kept their season alive with a 9-0 5-inning victory over Boston University to set up a regional final rematch with Georgia. But Sidney Shambly's 2 home runs, 5 RBIs led Georgia back to the Super Regionals as the first team to advance as they routed Virginia Tech 12-3 in 6 innings. Sidney Shambly finished the regional with 4 home runs, which is absurd by anyone's standard, I would think. It was absolutely nuts to watch her go crazy, and it was, I mean, it was fun, don't get me wrong, I love home runs, but it was just wild to see her just taking balls out of the park left and right. It was crazy. It was fun. I loved it, but it is what it is. Salt Lake City Regional. Ole Miss shut down Baylor's offense as the Bears pitching is stretched a bit thin as the Rebels advance to winner's bracket with a 3-0 victory. Carly Davison's 2-run double in the 6th lifted the host Utah past Southern Illinois in a wild 11-9 win to advance the winner's bracket, and she finished that game with a double home run and 5 RBIs. Mariah Lopez's 10 strikeouts led Utah past Ole Miss 7-1 on their home field to advance the regional final. Baylor nearly gave it away but rallied to take down Southern Illinois 13-9 in 9 innings to keep their season alive and get another shot at Ole Miss. Ole Miss rolled to a 9-2 victory over Baylor to keep their season alive and get another shot at Utah in the regional final, but Mariah Lopez shut down Ole Miss's offense again for the 4-1 victory for Utah, who would advance to host a Super Regional thanks to the chaos in Los Angeles. The final regional, the Clemson Regional. Clemson scored 7 runs in the 1st and just ran away with it in their 17-2 5-inning rout of UNCG at home in McWhirter Stadium to advance the winner's bracket. Auburn tattooed Micah Sutherland for 7 runs in their 12-2 5-inning rout of Cal State Fullerton to advance to face Clemson in must-watch TV winner's bracket game. Well, Valerie Cagle allowed only 1 hit to Auburn's offense as Clemson got the 7-0 victory to advance to the regional final on Sunday, 1 win away from Super Regionals. Cal State Fullerton kept their season alive by scoring all 5 of their runs in the 4th inning of a 5-0 victory over UNCG to get another shot at Auburn. Shelby Lowe allowed only 3 hits as Auburn kept their season alive down in Cal State Fullerton 5-0 to get a rematch with Clemson in the regional final. Bree Ellis's, who I mentioned earlier, is transferring from Auburn. 3-run home run in the 1st proved to be the difference as Auburn downed Clemson 5-2 to force the game 7. Clemson kept their season alive by taking down Auburn 5-1 to advance to Super Regionals, where they will be on the road, and we are about to dive into those Super Regional matchups. So starting with the Tallahassee Super Regional, these are done in the order of how they, the matchups came, what time the matchups came together. So no big deal here. All of these games are going to be on ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, or ABC, the network designation isn't important, just as long as you're watching one of the big ESPN networks or ABC. So, Tallahassee Super Regional kicks off tomorrow, Thursday. Georgia, 14 seed Georgia at 3 seed Florida State at 7 on ESPN2. Then on Friday, we'll be at 8, I believe, on ESPN2 as well. And then Saturday would be to be determined on a to-be-determined network if necessary. Now, because of what happened to Florida State last year, I think Florida State will be very motivated to get back to Oklahoma City. Georgia has shown the power to be able to take down great pitching. So, McKenna Reed, Mack Leonard, and Kat Sandercock need to all be on their game with this heavy-hitting Georgia lineup. That having been said, the Seminoles at home sounds good to me. I like Florida State to advance to Oklahoma City. Durham Super Regional. You got 9 seed Stanford at 8 seed Duke starting Friday at noon on ESPN2. Saturday will be at 3, I believe, on ESPN2. Or Saturday. I don't think Saturday has any full designations yet. But Sunday would be to be determined, again, on a to be determined network if necessary. Norman Super Regional, 16 seed Clemson at 1 seed Oklahoma. Let me backtrack. Stanford and Duke might be the best Super Regional matchup. If it's not the best, it's pretty close. Both of these teams rely on great pitching and timely hitting. Stanford's offense has really come alive in this tournament so far, and they're going to need that to go down again as they go to Durham, North Carolina, take on Duke. I had this matchup predicted when the bracket first came out. I still like Stanford in this situation. I think they are going to draw off their experience from last year, at which they hosted, and be able to get over the hump and get to Oklahoma City. Okay, back to the Norman Super Regional. 16 seed Clemson at 1 seed Oklahoma, Friday at 2 on ESPN2. Then they'll play each other Saturday at 1 on a network to be determined. And then Sunday will be to be determined on a network to be determined if necessary. As much as I like Clemson and what they've built in a short amount of time down there in South Carolina, I really just don't see them being able to contain Oklahoma enough to be able to take them down. Can Clemson get a win at Oklahoma? Sure. I'm pretty confident they can get a win. Will they win the series? No. Oklahoma's going to Oklahoma City. No questions asked. Fourth Super Regional, the Salt Lake City Super Regional. We mentioned it. San Diego State will be at 15-seeded Utah starting Friday at 10 on ESPNU. Well, actually, it might have been just bumped up to ESPN2 since the Western Conference Finals in the NBA have concluded. So it actually will be on ESPN2 now. Then they'll play each other again Saturday at 5, network to be determined. And then Sunday, if necessary, on time and network to be determined. I like San Diego State, what they've put together here. And their ability to just rotate pitchers is going to be key. Excuse me, going into Utah, but I think Utah is still riding that momentum from winning the Pac-12 tournament, and I like Utah to advance to Oklahoma City. Stillwater Super Regional. Oregon at 6-seed Oklahoma State starting tomorrow at 9 on ESPN2. Friday's game will be at 6 on a network to be determined, and then Saturday would be, if necessary, on a at a time and on a network to be determined. Oregon, another great story, getting past Arkansas pretty easily, might I add. Oklahoma State, I didn't have faith in them. I picked Wichita State to get out of their regional. So this is an intriguing matchup, no doubt about it. I really want to pick Oregon here. But I just think the Cowgirls are going to be too much at home. Now, Oregon proved that wasn't the case in Fayetteville, but I just think the Cowgirls have found the right formula now to advance, and I think they'll go back to Oklahoma City. Tuscaloosa Super Regional. 12-seed Northwestern at 5-seed Alabama. Starts Friday at 8 on ESPN2. Saturday will be at 9 on a to-be-determined network. And then the if-necessary game on Sunday would be at a time and on a network to be determined. Now, this Super Regional is wholly dependent on whether Montana Fouts is healthy enough to carry this team. If she's not healthy enough to carry this team, Northwestern's going to Oklahoma City, no doubt. Because they have the lineup. They have the pitching depth. Alabama has found something in Jayla Torrance in this tournament, so she may have to still carry them. They're hoping Montana Fouts will be a fully healthy and or at least good to go. But even if she isn't, Jayla Torrance may be able to carry the load. They have a few pitchers behind them, Lauren Essman and Jen's Alex Salter, I think, or Jen Salter. That being said, I'm going for the upset here, or it may not be a traditional upset, but I'm going with Northwestern to advance to Super Regional, to Oklahoma City for the Women's College World Series. And I know I might get flack for picking against Montana Fouts, but they literally rested her all last week. And I don't know if she's going to have that sharpness right out of the gate, which could allow Northwestern to have the advantage. But we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. Knoxville Super Regional. 13-seed Texas will be at 4-seed Tennessee starting Friday at 4 on ESPN2. Excuse me. Saturday's game at 3 o'clock will be on ABC. So Tennessee-Texas, which is arguably the best Super Regional. I think Stanford-Duke is up there with it. But Texas-Tennessee is just burnt orange, UT, or differing shades of orange, and both going by UT. This should be a fun series. And then Sunday, if necessary, time, network to be determined. This should be fun. Texas and Tennessee, you know, just imagine for a second, Kat Osterman going against Monica Abbott. Two legends of the game from both schools. If this Super Regional could live up to that hype of a matchup in their prime, this should be a fantastic series to go and should go all three games. Now, that having been said, I don't like Texas's chances here. Tennessee's offense is just on another level, so I like the Lady Vols to get back to Oklahoma City. And then the last Super Regional, the Seattle Super Regional, Louisiana at number 7-seed Washington, starts Friday at 10 on ESPN. I think. I'm pretty confident about that. But then they'll play Saturday at 7, network to be determined, and then if necessary, Sunday time and network to be determined. So, this year is very interesting, because Washington was an out away from getting knocked out, and this being Louisiana McNeese in the, I would presume, Lafayette or Louisiana Super or the Lafayette Super Regional. So do I have confidence in Washington right now? Honestly, no. But they did show me something by coming back in that game, down 6 in the 7th inning, no less, to come back and win that game. So that you can't count the Huskies out at any point. But ultimately, I just think Louisiana has a way too much firepower, to be honest. I think their pitching will be very solid behind Sam Landry or Megan Shoreman or Kendra Lamb, any of the many options that they have in the circle. And their lineup is very good. I saw them in person in Harrisonburg sweep James Madison, so I know Louisiana is a very good team. So I like the Ragin' Cajuns. They will be my only unseeded team to make it to Oklahoma City. I believe in that. So let's go Ragin' Cajuns. Get the job done. I'm rooting for you. So basically what I got Florida State, I got Stanford, I got Oklahoma, I got Utah, I got Oklahoma State, Northwestern, Tennessee, and Louisiana. Quite the bunch that I have predicted to go to the Women's College World Series in Oklahoma City. So this is when it gets to be the best time, because now we're getting to clutch time and who can be at their best at the right time. This is what makes postseason so much fun, is getting to see these matchups and getting to see these players leave it all out on the field, whether it's their last game or whether it's their end of the freshman season. So tune in to ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU. Actually, it might not be ESPNU anymore this weekend, but if it is, ESPNU as well. So ESPN, ESPN2, maybe ESPNU, and ABC will have you covered for the softball Super Regionals. I highly recommend you throw these games on. It's going to be fun. There's no doubt about that in my mind. It's going to be great matchups, great teams, all vying for those 8 spots in Oklahoma City for the Women's College World Series. It's going to be a great time. So I know I said I was going to do my recap Sunday night after the games were over. That didn't happen. I felt like it was better to just include it into the Super Regional preview. I'm going to do the same thing for after this weekend. I'm going to let the weekend play out. I'll give my recap and then my Women's College World Series preview on Wednesday night, the night before the Women's College World Series kicks off next Thursday at noon on ESPN. So, we will be back in exactly 1 week to recap the Super Regionals and look ahead to the Women's College World Series. And I also should have the Division II National Championship Series recap for you as well. So, throw all of that into next week's episode. Should be a fun one. Enjoy the softball this weekend. I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy the unofficial start of summer. But thank you for listening, everybody. This is your main man, Tyler, signing off the Around the Bases podcast. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend and week. And we'll see you again next week. Thank you. Good night.